latest diagnosis, which is now dictating patient's name, is Diana Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Date of birth is 6/26/1942. Date of service is... Miss Jones is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease as well as valvular heart disease, hypothyroidism, mild cognitive impairment, and chronic kidney disease, who presented to the emergency room after she fell. She was evaluated in the emergency room, was found to have a fracture of the right shoulder. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. Patient is admitted for operative repair. Denied any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denied any feeling of being dizzy or lightheaded. Denied any chest pain or shortness of breath. Denied any palpitations. Denied any nausea, no vomiting. Denied any diarrhea. She underwent surgery. She was subsequently doing better. Discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, she said that she's been feeling well. She does complain of feeling weak. Denied any chest pain. Denied any heaviness or pressure sensation. No palpitations. Denied any nausea or vomiting. She does complain of pain in her shoulder. Otherwise, has been feeling good. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, valvular heart disease, next hypothyroidism, next mild cognitive impairment, next chronic kidney disease, next degenerative joint disease, next hypothyroidism. Past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization and right shoulder surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to latex and morphine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of valvular heart disease, and history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of fecal ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of cognitive decline, slight dementia, history of TIA, history of orthostatic hypotension. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of arthritis, history of joint pains. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs, weight 145 pounds, blood pressure 123 over 66, temperature 97.3, pulse 101. Respiration 17, oxygen saturation was 96%. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bulge, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Systolic murmur, grade 2/6. Septum border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rehearsal, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, fall. Next, right shoulder fracture. Status post-surgery. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, valvular heart disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, mild cognitive disorder. Next, DJD. Next, chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan. Patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Mm-hmm. Next patient is Marjorie Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E. Date of birth is 11/11/1940. Date of service is 2/10/2022. Miss Ferguson is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing well. She has some swelling of the upper extremity. She denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. Rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. जल्दी से फिनिश करूंगा तो मैं ऑन कर दूंगा. इंप्रेशन नंबर वन, COPD. नेक्स्ट कंजेस्टिव हार्ट फेलियर. नेक्स्ट जनरलाइज्ड स्वेलिंग इंप्रूव्ड. नेक्स्ट हिस्ट्री एट्रल फिब्रिलेशन. नेक्स्ट डिजेनरेटिव जॉइंट डिजीज. ट्रीटमेंट प्लान डिस्कस विद पेशेंट अबाउट हर सिम्टम्स. विल चेक हर वेट. विल कंटिन्यू अदर मेडिकेशंस. विल मॉनिटर हर प्रोग्रेस. शी विल कंटिन्यू वर्क विद PTOT. विल फॉलो अप ऑन हर वर्कअप. शी हैज एनी अदर सिम्टम्स और कंप्लेंट्स, शी विल लेट द नर्सेस नो और कॉल द ऑफिस. पीरियड. Next patient is Robert Batten, BATTEN, Robert, ROBERT, BATTEN, Robert, ROBERT, date of birth is 12-14-1937, date of service is 2-10-2022, Mr. Batten is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he is doing well. He is having his dinner. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, Parkinson's disease. Next, depressive disorders. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well, has been stable, will continue current medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Rosalind Wodarski, WODARSKI, Rosalind, ROSALIND, date of birth is 7/31/1949, date of service is 2/10/2022. Miss Wodarski is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is getting ready to be discharged home. All her prescriptions were signed. She states that she's been feeling well. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain. She didn't have any shortness of breath. She said that she's walking with the help of a walker. She has gained her strength. Overall, has been feeling well. Feels like she's ready to go home. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. Rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left hip fracture. Status post-fall. Next, left hip surgery. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, depression. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better, has improved significantly. She is, as mentioned, walking with the help of the walker. She will arrange for home PTOT, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. All her prescriptions were signed. She will follow up with her primary physician. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.